Good afternoon. Good morning. How about that? Good morning.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you here. This is the Appropriations Subcommittee on Criminal and Civil Justice. And today is March 28th. Our meeting is called to order. Ms. Lisa, please call the roll. We need three to begin.
Chair Bing.
Here.
Vice Chair Bracey.
Here.
Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Clemens.
Here.
Senator Perry. We have a quorum.
Very good. Let's get started. This is the day you've been waiting on. And approximately 26 minutes ago, Tim released our packet to the public. Maybe you've seen it. If you haven't, you'll be seeing it shortly. Before we begin, I just want to thank our committee. I've met with all of you. You've spent more time with our staff than other committees in the past. We appreciate your input, and I think it's a budget that we can be proud of. That being said, if your project or if your area didn't getting money, you're going to say, Bean, you're nuts. It doesn't do this. And I regret, because there were so many things that I wanted to do, the committee wanted to do. I think the recurring theme was salaries. We heard salaries multiple times, and I think not only did Bean buy into it, the committee bought into it. Many of our agencies in law enforcement, the law enforcement family, is underpaid, whether you're a state attorney, a public defender, you name it, a correctional officer. We want a fair salary for the job that you do, which, as we know, you put your life on the line. So with that, but you know, I was just talking to Buddy Jacobs. It's all relative. If you didn't get the money you want, then you're thinking, huh? But then you think, if you didn't get the money, but you didn't get cut, and another body in this Capitol cuts you, then, hey, then that's all the better for over here. So, with that, I'm going to get some highlights and know that our staff is here to go into full details. For those of you playing along, the committee's allocation is $4,133,900,000 in general revenue for the fiscal year 17-18, which is a 2% increase over the current base budget. Here are some of the highlights. Department of Corrections, Julie Jones made her case, and the committee wants to make sure that the job that she does has the resources to back it up. We fund a mental health facility for $16 million, brand new. We address their health services deficit. They've spent a little bit more money taking care of the men and women in their care. $18 million goes to that health services deficit. We enhance the education and vocational training program for DOC inmates. We do a fixed capital outlay for repair and maintenance. You heard that theme as well. We put $6.4 million in GR. We heard from Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi says our workload is going through the roof. We said, yes, it is. And so we allow her to hire 10 new full-time equivalents and $770,000 in GR. You heard FDLE, our workload on the sexual assault kits, testing them. We want to continue the progress that we've made. We appropriate $792,000 in new GR. So many other things that we do. We do PACE Center for Girls. We do a funds increase in the number of GJJ residential commitment beds. You heard our Secretary Daley come and say that's a priority of hers. We said yes. Their new detention cost share with recurring funds to replace the some of the funds that were short. We bought into it to make sure that they're healthy financially. And we also provide $1 million in trust fund authority as placeholder for the FDLE's new Pensacola Regional Operations Center. Secretary Swearingen, Commissioner Swearingen made that case. One of the most fun days we had here is where we saw the movie from all of the judges that awkward looked in the camera and said, we need money for technology. We said yes, and we do a 2-year commitment plan for funding their technology comprehensive plan. Trial court case management, we bought into it. 6 new veterans court in the state of Florida we picked up. Increases due to mental health penalty cases, the state attorneys and others made their case. We said yes. And the clerk of courts, if you heard the clerk of courts to come forward, and if you've met with them, they have an issue of a shift in the way they receive their funds to do their job. We just trust that they're going to pay the lights and open the courtrooms and to handle all the records, and we just assume they have enough money to do it. But the trend continues. They will not have enough money to do it. So we place a one-time non-recurring amount of money, $25 million this year going forward. And then in just a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about one of our committee bills that we're going to recommend. There's no new tax increases. There's no new fee increases. It just allows the clerks to keep and retain a little bit more of the money they collect rather than sending it to the state. And we think with the one-time $25 million non-recurring for this year, and then in the future years with keeping more, that they'll be made whole. Now, Senator Clemens and Vice Chair Bracey, when we announced our original reductions, brought up something that was a concern to them, and that was the elimination of it's not the Parole Commission. Tim Sadbury, what is the name of that commission? It's the Offender Review. That's exactly right. And Senator Baxley, you are going to get extra rations or something, maybe a candy bar again. I don't know, but for coming up. But the Offender Review, we talked about reducing it and eliminating it or shifting it to other areas, thinking that we could save money. And in the end, we thought the total reorganization wasn't worth the small amount of money that we could save. I've met with most of the commissioners and leadership. So we passed on that issue and looked elsewhere to save money. In terms of proviso language, there's really not much new proviso language. I'll be glad to go through it, or staff. It's a big, long document that if you want to digest and look at it. One of the new areas that we look at new proviso, Senator Brandis has a bill on creating the task force for law enforcement, how we can do a better job. And so we put money. We're going to hopefully appropriate money for that task force to reimburse for staff to oversee it, as well as travel expenses for the commission, for the members. And we give that authority in the proviso language. Here's our plan. So I leave it with you. It's a lot to digest. I've met with most of all the committee members. We've already met and gone over things. I'll be glad. We've got some smart staff. I want to salute them. Tim Sadbury, as you know, Marty Harkness, John McAuliffe. They are here and help write many of the War and Peace documents that you see in front of you. We are scheduled to meet tomorrow. We may or may not need to meet, but we will meet because our leadership has asked us just to meet to, again, see if there's questions of committee members. And so with that, I throw it open. And maybe if you want to hold questions tomorrow or talk today, we can do either one. I've thrown a lot at you. But thanks for everybody's in tune to be plugged in with everything. Senator Clemens, thought, question, or comment?
Just a comment. I want to thank you and thank the staff. I think you all did yeoman's work. I know it's never fun seeing some things cut, but you've really done a good job of trying to balance the things that we needed to do in terms of cutting and what you added back in, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Good. Senator Baxley, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank you and the staff for being very responsive and very sensitive to the committee's concerns. And I think you've got us a great start here and touched a lot of issues that we care about and provide a lot of input and have been very open and inclusive. You know, historically, our time in the House, I've seen a few budget committees we were on where things were pretty much in the back pocket of the chairman, and nobody really knew what happened till it happened. And that's not the kind of leadership you've provided. You've been very open, approachable, and responsive to concerns of the committee members, including me, and I thank you very much.
Very good. Senator Baxley, thank you very much. Vice Chair Bracey, you're recognized.
Ditto to all the comments made. You've been great as far as including all of the members in the process. Thanks to Tim and the staff for the great job they've done. And, again, just kudos. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Vice Chair Bracey. It is easy when you have the world's greatest appropriation staff, and that's what we have here in the basement going forward. Tim Sadbury, did I miss anything? Anything we need to hit on before we – is that good?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we will be meeting tomorrow at 9, and that'll give everybody a chance to digest all that we've thrown in front of you. With that, Senator Perry moves we adjourn. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen.